Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Everybody, welcome. This is part two of a two-part teaching, and you could hear part one at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. That's www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. The beginning of this is a little of part one, so if you heard that yesterday, you'll be hearing that again, but then we're going to get into part two. So please, please contact me via my website if you have any comments or questions about this, and I thank you, and here's part two. You know, it says in Exodus 20, verse 4 and 6, you must not make yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I am Yahweh your Elohim, I'm a jealous Elohim who will not tolerate your affliction. You will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. And I'm afraid that's what people are doing. That's what ladies are doing. And I wouldn't even call them ladies. That's what females are doing when they're posting a public picture of themselves looking like this. And that's what men are doing when they're appreciating it and not denying and speaking out against it. It tells us, do not make yourself an idol in the form of anything that Yahweh has forbidden. And right in the beginning, in the garden, Yahweh has forbidden that men and women should walk around naked, should walk around revealing their body parts, right from the beginning. And men and women are making it more than an idol, they're making a god out of this. And this has created a tremendous problem that a man or a woman would walk away from their own family, from their own children, that a man would go and spend his life's worth of earned income, that a woman would subdue to drugs and alcohol and all this other stuff and everything, and all these wickedness is happening for one reason and one reason only, because of forbidden image. Making themselves a graven image or an idol has destroyed the structure, and Satan has allowed that to happen. And our desensitivity to this makes it gets worse and worse and worse on a daily basis. And we're getting far and far away from humility and closer to pride every single day when we commit these terrible things. And I do say terrible. And those that are desensitized to this will say, now, you're just extreme, and you're taking this to the extreme. Deuteronomy 4, 16 and 18 says, so that you do not act corruptly and make a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, in any figure. Do not make idols. Do not make idols. It says in Psalms 97:7, all who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him. All you got in all you gods. Let me tell you this. Women today wanna be gods. And men today are treating them as such so. And this is creating a tremendous problem. We are told as men to love our wives like Yeshua loved the church, and that love is such a special, beautiful thing. Men of this world today are told to idolize exotic-looking women and sexy and naked women and women that even look better than their wives or more or sensuous than their wives and stuff. That's what the news teaches. That's what social media teaches. A man of Yahweh will see his wife and see the most beautiful thing ever, and nothing will distract him from that. A man of the world will look at every single woman out there and be sorry that he's even married, because he's making an idol out of the imagery of the women of this world. And Satan knows that. So he wants them to walk around naked. And these women love the pride and the attention and everything they're getting from it. So they continue to make themselves more exotic and sexy and naked more and more every single day. And they're so desensitized to that. If you took the average woman on television today, and you went back in time to when TV first started, even the 50s and the 60s and so on, and you put that woman today dressed like that on TV back then, you'd have an uproar by society. But today it's not enough. So they have cable channels so they could have more. Remember, do not make yourself idols and do not set up carved images. We need to be careful with this. We need to be careful the attention we're seeking and the attention we're giving. We need to understand this. And it's a dangerous thing, a dangerous thing. And when men and women get involved in social media, see, television is one thing and it's bad enough. Television is literally pornography today. It's telling you a vision. It's telling you a vision, and it's also telling you a lie. But then you have social media, which is allowing you to take it even further. And it's an awful thing. It's an awful thing. Women and men, when you contact strangers on the internet and reach out to these strangers on the internet, it's creating a tremendous issue, just not so much different than what Satan did to Eve and Eve allowing that to happen. And men, when you're allowing this to happen and partaking in this, you're standing next to Eve and letting Satan talk to your wife. When you put on your TV, men and women, mothers and fathers, and you're letting Satan come in your house and talk to your children through the imagery and the vision that it's telling them. And it's creating a tremendous issue. And it begins with these graven images. Yahweh says, I will not give my glory to anyone else, nor share my praise with carved idols. We think an idol is something that's carved out in stone or wood, because it says that in the scriptures. But then we see people today, literally people getting themselves carved out with their plastic surgery and their fake up and everything else. They're creating a certain image that doesn't even look like the way they were created. And it creates a tremendous problem. And then we pass that down to our children, because then our children start to idolize these people as well. And these images as well. Not only are you doing your terrible thing to your spouse, but you're passing it down to your children by allowing them to see your worship of these graven images and these things that we were never to look upon. And now children are idolizing things more than they're idolizing or more than they're honoring their mother and father. They're idolizing these terrible idols of the world and doing things so far out of order from the way things should be done in scripture. And we get so desensitized, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. I'm going to tell you again. Women, when you're putting on fake up every single day, you are creating yourself into one of these carved images. And men, when you give attention to that and look at that and focus on that, you are allowing that to happen, just like Adam allowed that to happen in the garden. It says in Isaiah 44, 8 to 11. All who make idols are nothing. And the things they treasure are worthless. Those who would speak up for them are blind. They are ignorant to their own shame. Who shapes a god and casts an idol which can profit nothing? People who do that will be put to shame. Such craftsmen are only human beings. Let them all come together and take their stand. They will be brought down to terror and shame. Habakkuk 2:18 says, of what value is an idol carved by craftsmen or an image that teaches lies? For the one who makes it trust his own creation, he makes idols that cannot speak. Fake up is a lie. Television is a lie. Social media is a lie. Are you allowing this to take place in your house? Are you allowing this to take place in your mind? I want to call today for women to think about this seriously. Stop idolizing and worshiping your hair and your body. Stop allowing yourself to be an image, a graven image that is taking men away from Yahweh. Stop allowing that to happen. And men, stop giving attention to this. Rebuke it. Speak out against it. And stop making an idol out of these things. It's all a lie. The lie of Satan. Yahweh's given us all we need. He's given us everything we need. We don't need more than what he's given us. So we need to understand these things. We need to get this. Jeremiah 10:14-15 says, every man is stupid and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his images are false. And there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment, they shall perish. Leviticus 19:4 says, do not put your trust in idols or make images of gods for yourself. So this is what we're told. But I'm telling you today, this isn't just wood or metal or some physical object. This is literally making an idol out of each other. And that's what social media does. That's what the news does. And that's what's happening today. That's what's happening today. More people are interested more in people that are naked on the internet than they are in our Creator's word. And it just leads to more sins after another. It's an idol. It's an idol. Ephesians 5:5 says, for of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Yahweh. That's what it says. It says in 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexual immorality, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor the revilers, nor the swindlers will inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. I've done teachings about deception and all deception out there, the greatest deception out there today. We get so far away. It started with Satan in the garden today, and today it's the making an idol out of each other today. Just making up these images and everything else. But that's what it says will happen in the end times. In a later time, some will depart from their faith and devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachers of demons. 1 Timothy 4:1. That is exactly what is happening. That's exactly what's happening. The deception that's out there today. So we need to wake up and start setting the right example for our children when it comes to things in this area and the things that are happening and the things that are going on in this area. I pray people are getting this and understanding this. This is a serious issue. We need to really seek and pray and learn about repentance and know what that is and the importance of it and what true repentance is. And we need to stop it. Cut it off. Cut it off. I know of a story of a rabbi who was wearing glasses, and he literally painted the glasses back, sunglasses. He painted them black, walking around like a blind man. People said to him, what are you doing? And he said, these images in this world today, will corrupt my soul so much I don't even want to see any of it. And somebody said, well, would you rather lose your eyesight because of that? And the rabbi said, I'd rather lose my eyesight than my soul. Powerful. Powerful. We need to get control over this, folks. Men, pornography isn't just looking at your computer and seeing naked women. Pornography is walking around the streets, looking on social media, watching the and desiring for the weather woman to come on the TV and all this stuff. That's addiction to pornography. Women, pride is supplying that for the men and enjoying that attention. I pray this message is hitting you and you're understanding this. As you're getting ready for your day, putting on fake up and your high heels, and as men's eyes are wandering and all these things. When I grew up, I saw on my kitchen table a newspaper with words in black and white. That was the news. That was it. Today, it's a very colorful, exotic experience just to hear a news story. I pray people wake up for this and get back to stop making graven images. And because of the feminist movement and all these other reasons out there today, several of you will say I'm extreme and I'm off base and where's scripture to support this and all this and every other excuse so you can continue to indulge in your prideful, lustful behaviors. And then you have issues with your relationships with your spouse and so on, and you wonder why. Men, you allow your wives to be on social media speaking to strange men. Women, you have computers in your house and you don't care to think about what your husbands are looking at. And you wonder why marriages are messed up today and the world is in the shape it's in today. And society and so on, and the structure of the family promotes this. Men can't feel comfortable being in a business office because the company doesn't even allow women to be there unless they're dressed in modest in many cases. I've seen many men say, I'm not going to break the Sabbath, so I'm going to, I'd lose my job over breaking the Sabbath. I'm not going to break the Sabbath, but at the same time, they'll allow themselves to be in an environment with immodest women, which will hurt somebody a lot worse and just as bad. But where's them standing up for that and taking a stand in that and speaking out against that? I don't want, whether it's an image on television, whether it's on the internet, parents, you need to know what your children are watching. You need to ask them. You need to look at their computers, to their history, and know what they're watching and exposing themselves to. You need to know. Allowing these things in your house, whether it's a breathing physical human being or a vision on a television or something on a computer, you need to protect your house, men. You need to protect your house. So we need to work together to make this happen. And I pray you wake up. You wake up. And I'm telling you, if you're having difficulties in your marriage, you start thinking about what I'm saying here and start changing some things around in that story with Adam and Eve and men being men and women being women and speaking up and stop looking at graven images, your relationship will turn around. Your relationship will. So I pray that this is getting there. And you want to do the right thing. And it's not just in the world, it's in your church. It's in your church. Graven images shouldn't be allowed in your church. All right? They shouldn't be allowed in your church. Women that are dressed immodest in church are seeking attention from men and taking the attention away from Yahweh, and men are allowing that to happen, creating a graven image. A church should have a dress code, and it should be according to the standards of Scripture, not according to the politically correct society and according to how much money that church wants to make by how many people that go there. And speak up and have some strong, valuable people in that congregation to explain this and teach this. You know, so remember that television is walking around the streets when women put makeup on. Television is not real, folks. It's telling you a vision. And makeup's telling you a vision. And when you know the history of the fake up, when you know the history of it, and you understand that a woman, and people don't get this and understand this, but I know this, I studied this. A woman, or you know, just, I mean, makeup in general. What happens is men and women were created to have children. And men have a certain attraction to something and so on. And what happens is, just like a cat in heat, they take on a certain smell and a certain look, where all the male cats know that that cat's in heat. The cat walking around with her backside up, she has a different odor to the other cats. All the male cats know and they're attracted to her. If you ever seen this happen, you know, stray animals, they'll go pretty crazy to be around that. Well, when you understand the high heels putting a woman's body in a certain position and the makeup to mimic the woman's face of how her face looks when she's looking to conceive, and that's what the company does to make these male act a certain way. When you understand the truth behind this, many of you haven't looked into this, but this is the reality of it. It's the reality of it. People want to defend their pride and their lust. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. So, you know, I pray we can learn, we could all do better. And we could teach our children this, we can grow. And, you know, the scriptures give us that example. Stay focused on the word. Stay focused on the word. Hallelujah. And think twice about that when you go to your social media, if you're even on social media, and what you're doing on there. The computer can be a wonderful thing, but Satan often uses it to be something pretty wicked. So, yeah, Father Yahweh, we just pray today that we can overcome these things and not make graven images. Father, that you would help us. Those of us that struggle in these areas, Father Yahweh, you could show us a better way. As your word says, you show us a more excellent way. And I pray, Father, that you can give us the answers to show us a more excellent way. That we could trust in you and have no other gods, no graven images in our lives. That we won't serve two masters. Father, we know you're a jealous Elohim. Father, that we won't put anything above you. And as married men, we won't put anything above our wives except you. And as married women, they won't put anything above their husbands except you, Father Yahweh. No other images, no other men, no other women. And as children, there'll be no other idols or no idols in their lives. And they won't put anyone in their lives more esteemed than their parents. And they will give their parents the honor that their parents deserve. I pray, Father Yahweh, for order back in these different things. And that you will continue to help us. To help us and strengthen us. and to keep us away from the spiritual warfare, this battle, from the losing side of this battle. 1 John 5:21, keep away from anything that might take Yahweh's place in your hearts. I pray this in Yeshua's name, Father. And I thank you for opening up our eyes and helping me to share this message here today, Father. And I pray that people would be lifted up by this, Father. And I pray this for myself as well, that you help me in these areas, Father, to stay the best father I could be to my children and the best husband I could be to my wife. Father, I pray for those that are out there that are single, that as they're seeking a mate, Father, that they won't fall into these traps that many of us have fell in that we discussed here today. And I lift this all up to you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Everybody, I keep you in prayer. Have a blessed day today. Stay strong. Stay in the word. May Yahweh bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to this message. This is part two to a two-part message. You can hear part one at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And please remember, you can join us every morning for prayer at 6 a.m. on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. And we do live fellowship every Friday night at 8 p.m. at the same YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. Saturdays, we do Bible study at 10:30 a.m. on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. I pray this message will help you make some changes in your life, in what you look at, and also how you look, and also your attitude towards this world and idolization of things of this world. And we start to understand what the scriptures mean when it says repentance brings refreshing, because repentance means changing our mind. And it's certainly a refreshing thing to change our mind to be closer to our wonderful Creator and farther away from the world and the world's ways. Remember what Yeshua said, we are to be in this world but not of this world. So I thank you for listening, and I ask you to please pray for this ministry. It's thankful prayers and also gifts from listeners like you that allow this ministry to be on this radio station. So thank you so much for teaming up with me as we go out there and we get this truth out there to help people understand what our scriptures say when he says, when our Creator says, he will show us a more excellent way. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Remember, if you want to hear part one to this message, go to our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
It's time for the sleeper to wake. It's time for the old winds to change. I hear the Spirit say it's time. It's time for the dead man to rise. It's time for the gray light to shine.